Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us, we have Central Valley Unit Administrator Robin Isler joining us. And Robin, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Robin. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Now, what we have today, our topic of conversation is Prescription Drug Take Back Week. Now, these take back events, they're held all across the state. We hear about them in different areas. So this one's going to be here in Jamestown. And it's kind of exactly what it says it is. It's a prescription drug take back week for you guys.
Right. So the Stutzman County Community Health Partnership Coalition is just really excited to kind of work together to bring awareness of the importance of cleaning out. It's spring cleaning. So Let's clean out our medicine cabinets. And I'm sure we will find some unused prescription medications and people don't know what to do with those sometimes. So we're highlighting this week of April 10th through the 13th as a way to remind people to bring them to some locations in town where they can properly and safely dispose of them.
And now this is unused and expired medication, maybe that's sitting up in somebody's medicine cabinet or up in their medicine cabinet, really.
Oh, yeah. And It's not uncommon for people to get prescription medications maybe that they were allergic to or that it didn't work for them or They no longer have the symptoms, so they stop taking those medications and there they sit in their medicine cabinets.
Absolutely. Central Valley Unit Administrator Robin Isler joining us here on Let's Talk. So this week is going to be, it's going to be April 10th through the 13th, and it looks like there's several locations people can drop off their
drugs. It's not just any place that will accept these medications. These places are ready to accept these medications and have a proper disposal receptacles for them. So White Drug Pharmacy, located over by 320 10th Street Southeast, which is over by Cashwise, The Medicine Shop Pharmacy at 703 First Avenue South, and then also the Stutzman County Law Enforcement Center in the lower level. They have a box on the wall where people can dispose their medications.
Awesome. So, and the great thing about this too, Robin, you were making mention of is even though this is kind of a week to bring awareness to this, these locations will accept these anytime, right?
That is correct. North Dakota, our Attorney General was a big advocate for take back resources in the community. So in North Dakota, it's you can do this any day of the 365 days out of the year. But we're bringing awareness to this week just because we want to hopefully increase the amount of medications that are removed from the community and safely disposed of.
Yeah, this is a wonderful way to do that. Better than not knowing what to do with those unused prescriptions or expired medications. And I see here a kind of a mention of it being a free and anonymous program.
That is correct. So you you can bring back these medications and it's anonymous that you do that and you're disposing them.
Yeah.
And you're really helping prevent children from accidental poisonings or people going into your medicine cabinets and taking your medications, maybe minors or others who have drug-seeking behaviors, and preventing overdose from taking those medications when they're not supposed to. So you're really helping your friends and your family by cleaning out those medications from your cabinets.
Perfect. Central Valley Unit Administrator Robin Isler joining us on Let's Talk. So Prescription Drug Take Back Week, April 10th through the 13th. Robin, do you kind of have a list of things that you will take and won't take for the day?
We sure do. And mostly we're looking for pills and tablets and caplets removed from their packaging. And you can take them in the bottles to the place and at the pharmacies, the law enforcement center, they want them out of the bottles. Okay. Inhalers, nebulizers, things like that can be. And controlled substances are also accepted at these locations. What we don't want are syringes or lancets or glass, things like that.
Illegal drugs, too. I see that, too. You don't want any of those.
That's correct. We don't want illegal drugs well. So these are prescription medications. So over-the-counter medications, we don't want those either. So.
Now, this might be kind of a question out of left field, Robin, but what is typically done with unused medications? Are they broke down? Are they disposed of safely? What do they do with those?
We do want to prevent them from going into our environment. We don't want them flushed down the toilet and things water system, right? So these, I believe that they would be incinerated or burned.
Okay, perfect. So, Robin, if anybody has questions about Prescription Drug Take Back Week, they want to get, dispose of them safely, where can they go to get some more information?
Sure. So please call Central Valley Health at 252-8130. The girls will tell you the locations. It is also on our website at centralvalleyhealth.com. whitejobs.org, and hopefully we'll have posters up around town that you might notice. And again, it's White Drug Pharmacy over by Cashwise, the Medicine Shop, and the Law Enforcement Center lower level.
Wonderful. Robin, anything else you want to add about the week or about drug prescription take back?
No, I just encourage people to really give up those medications. Don't save them for later. You'll probably never use them.
Yeah.
So it's good to dispose of them and keep our community safe.
Perfect. Robin, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you.